Support for impeachment collapses among Black, Hispanic voters. By Harris Alic on November 25, 2019. Support for impeaching President Donald Trump has collapsed among Hispanic and Black voters, a situation that could doom Democrats in 2020. A recent national poll released by Emerson College indicates that Black Americans, a key constituency of the Democrat Party, narrowly opposes Trump's impeachment. The poll found that 38% of Black voters are opposed, while 37% are in favor, with 25% unsure. Hispanic voters, meanwhile, were only narrowly in favor of impeachment, 48% to 41%, with 11% unsure. The Emerson poll also found 48% of white voters nationally were opposed to impeaching Trump, while 44% were supportive. The results are starkly different from those recorded nationally by Emerson in October. At the time, 58% of Black voters were in favor of impeaching Trump compared to only 27% against and 15% unsure. Likewise, 73% of Hispanics favored the president's impeachment in October, while 24% were opposed and only 3%. Overall, between the two surveys, support for impeaching Trump dropped 20% among Black voters and 25% with Hispanics. The drops have been accompanied by nearly double-digit increases among voters from the two communities telling pollsters they were unsure if Trump's impeachment was the best recourse. The polling seems to indicate the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry, which began televised public hearings this month, has backfired tremendously. When the inquiry first launched, Democrats were eager to prove Trump committed an impeachable offense by suggesting the government of Ukraine investigate Hunter Biden's business dealings within the country. Right out of the gate, though, the effort was hamstrung by the unwillingness of Democrat leadership, particularly Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, to grant Republicans equal questioning time and subpoena power. With Democrats unwilling to give Republicans appropriate say in the proceedings, the vote formalizing the inquiry was conducted on party lines, thereby dooming any hopes of bipartisan respectability. Congressional Democrats were further hampered by their own star witnesses, nearly all of whom admitted under oath that Hunter Biden's wheeling and dealing in Ukraine had the appearance of a conflict of interest for his father, former Vice President Joe Biden. The televised hearings seemed to have the exact opposite impact Democrats were hoping to achieve when they first launched the inquiry. Although the Emerson poll did not ask why Black and Hispanic voters had changed their minds on impeachment, the rates at which they were following the inquiry hearings could pose an answer. According to the poll, Black Americans were more intently following the impeachment hearings unfolding on Capitol Hill than either whites or Hispanics. Of the Black voters surveyed, 73% told pollsters they were watching the impeachment hearings, compared to only 27% who said they were not. Similarly, 70% of whites said they were following the hearings, while 29% were not. Among Hispanics, the figure was slightly lower, with 60% saying they were watching the hearings and 40% admitting they were not. The lower level of viewership could be the reason why Hispanics overall still tend to narrowly approve of Trump's impeachment. Regardless of the reasoning, support for impeachment has dropped. The end result could prove dire for Democrats heading into next year's presidential election. In 2016, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton received 88% of the African American vote, as shown by exit polling data from the race. The numbers, although impressive, were significantly lower than the 93% Obama garnered in his successful 2012 re-election campaign. Political scientists have attempted to explain the discrepancy by pointing out that overall turnout among Black voters was lower in 2016 than 2012. Few, however, have mentioned that Trump's share of the African American vote was greater than Romney's, as denoted by the Roper Center for Public Opinion at Cornell University. In fact, the 2016 GOP ticket headed by Trump garnered the highest percentage of Black voters since 2004. Trump's improved margins among African American voters in heavily urban areas played no small part in his victory. Data from the Michigan Secretary of State's office indicate Trump received 15,000 more votes in Wayne County, where Detroit is located, than Romney in 2012. Even though Trump still lost the county by a substantial margin, the increase helped him eke out a win over Clinton statewide by more than 10,000 votes. A similar situation played out with Hispanic voters in 2016, but to a lesser degree. Trump won 29% of the Hispanic vote on his way to the White House, rising higher than Romney's 27% in 2012. The result shocked many in the media establishment, especially as Trump had run hard on cracking down on illegal immigration and building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Representative Brenda Lawrence, DME, the vice chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, likely had this notion in mind on Monday when suggesting the House abandon its push to impeach Trump and settle for censure. "We are so close to an election," Lawrence told a local Michigan radio station. "I will tell you, sitting here knowing how divided this country is, I don't see the value of taking him out of office. I do see the value of putting down a marker saying his behavior is not acceptable."